got a short devotional again tonight. Something just to encourage us and stir us up a bit. I've got a big reading of the scriptures. I want you to turn to Joshua, please. One that I've used here before when I talked about fighting the giants, you know? It's not about fighting the giants, it's about obeying the word of God. See, we don't go into the promised land to slay the giants. We go in there, obey God's word, and he'll fix all the giants up.
Right.
And that scripture, it's in Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. And then Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, and verses 16 to 17. So in verse 1 it says, now after the death of Moses, and that's what my message here is called, after the death of Moses, all right? Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. He was the minister to Moses, you see. He was his right-hand man, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Listen what he says, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. You see what he says there in verse 7? Only be thou strong and very courageous. What for? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it, turn not from the word of God, to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers and the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people. Now jump down to verse 16. Pass through the host and command the people. And verse 16, and the people, they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commanded us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. So they were willing to take the leadership of Joshua, you see, and they told him the same thing that God told him. Be strong and courageous, and we'll follow you, all right? In verse 2 of our script, I'll pray, eh? We'll pray. Ask the Lord to help us to get something out of this. Thank you, Lord, for your scripture. Thank you for your word, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will help us tonight, Lord, to get some teaching out of this, Lord, that will be beneficial in our walk with you, Lord, and beneficial to encourage us, Lord, in our situation that we're in at Coastline Baptist Church today, Lord. We look to you for our guidance. We look to you to defeat any giants that might come before us, Lord. But we pray, Lord, that you would help us to abide in your word, walk according to your word, Lord. Depart not to the right or the left hand from it, Lord. And your promise is, Lord, that you will prosper us and look after us, Lord, and give us great success. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 2 of our scripture tonight, we read of God's unwelcome announcement to Joshua, where he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Wow. Moses is dead. What? These words from the Lord would have been of great concern to Joshua, and perhaps fear would have been the first reaction that was generated in his heart. There were huge ramifications for Joshua with this news. Amen? The leader is dead. Alright. The man who God had chosen and who had been instrumental in confronting Pharaoh's Egyptian government and who had rescued Israel from 400 years of slavery and bondage in Egypt and who had faithfully and safely led them from the past, for the past 40 years through the trials and perils of their wilderness journey, he was gone. He was dead. But there was a bit of a problem with this scenario, because Israel had not yet gone in and possessed the land that God had promised to lead them into. Moses wasn't allowed to go in, you remember, because he disobeyed God. Moses was gone. He had died. And the Lord God was now instructing Joshua that he was going to take his place in leading the people. In verse 2, after delivering the bad news to Joshua about Moses, God continues on to give him some more disturbing news, where he instructs Joshua, "Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, into the land which I do give them." He's telling Joshua to do that now. I thought Moses was going to do it. At this point in the historical details of Israel's journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, Joshua himself was probably 60 years of age. In our culture, that's getting close to retirement age, isn't it? Amen? Even though Joshua was a man who was familiar with the perils of the battlefield, and he was a person who could be counted on, one who wouldn't shrink back from his obligations, nevertheless, perhaps it wasn't Joshua's first preference to be given the responsibility as ultimate leader of the people. Think about that. Oh no, I've got to do all the work now. Something to consider about the responsibilities confronting Joshua is that although we can't be exactly sure of the number, the population of the people of Israel probably consisted of more than 2 million people. More than 2 million. That's a fairly large crowd. Another thing we should consider is that the nations that already possessed the land were strong and battle-hardened. And Joshua knew, and there was giants in there, remember, and Joshua knew that the task at hand was going to need wise decisions, courage, and the endorsement of the large crowd of people. He needed them on side, the endorsement of the large crowd of people, if he and they were going to be successful in completing what God was calling them to do. There's no doubt that once Joshua understood what God was commissioning him to do, that he would have sought to obey God to be successful in his completion. It was now up to him to subdue God's enemies, to take the land which God had promised Abraham, Isaac and Jacob that he would give them. It was up to him now. And now God was letting Joshua know that if he would follow his instructions, then God would give him and the people success. In fact, in verse 8 of our scripture tonight, we see that God assured him of this very thing. God tells Joshua, in verse 8, thou shalt make thy way prosperous and shalt have good success. However, success in fulfilling God's plan to take the land would not come about because of Joshua's leadership qualities. Note that, please. The success of fulfilling God's plan to take the land would not come about because of Joshua's leadership qualities. All right? He had them, but it wasn't going to be because of that. The strength and courage he would need to perform the work that God was calling him to do would only be found in the Word of God. He needed to know God's word, what God had said. Listen to what God says, meditate upon what God says, believe what God says, and then obey and do what God says. Amen? That goes for us today. Listen to what God says. Think about it. Meditate upon what God says, believe what God says, and if you know it's God, believe what God says, and then obey it and just do it. Amen? The Lord's appeal to Joshua that he was to be strong and courageous was intimately related to his call to him to obey his word. So, if he's going to be strong and courageous and successful, it was intimately tied, related to God's call to him to obey his word. In verse 7 we read, God saying, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left." Don't even go a little bit away from God's word, what he says, amen? "That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Repeatedly, God's promise of prosperity and success is demonstrated to be linked to hearing what God says, believing what God says, and then doing what God says. In verse 8, we just read, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen? This book of the law, the scriptures, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe, listen, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. We need to read our Bibles, understand what it says, and just do it. Amen? Amen? In verses 16 and 17, we see that even the people took up the message of strength and courage that God was delivering to Joshua, where they expressed their support, saying, they supported Joshua, or saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, according as the way we listened to Moses and did what he told us to do, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Tonight we need to consider, we're going to close, tonight we need to consider, has God called us to serve him? Has he called you to serve him? Has he called me to serve God? If he has called us, then in all probability it will be nothing as grandiose as what he called Joshua to do. Amen? But nevertheless, in the same way that Joshua did, we too will need to find our strength and courage to successfully perform whatever task it is, not within ourselves, but from believing and acting upon the truths and the promises to us that we read in God's written word, the Bible. You believe God's word is true?
It is.
God says, I will bless you. Point out how he says to do what we've got to do to get that. And just do it. Amen? It's simple, eh?
It is.
But we live in this, we're trapped in this body of flesh, I know. Alright? And it tries to entice us away. Right? But if we will just read God's word, believe what it says, and do it, he will give us success and prosper us. And he will lead us through the life that he wants us to have. Ephesians 6:10 is our closing thought tonight, and it goes along these lines, where Paul encouraged the Ephesian Christians in verse 6, in Ephesians 6:10. He said, Ephesians 6 and verse 10, he says, be strong in the Lord, not in yourself. I don't care how muscly you are. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen? It's the knowledge of and the obedience to the word of God which enables us to be strong and of a good courage to perform the task, whatever the task might be that God calls us to do. God's calling us here to do something. Amen? He's calling us to do something. We don't know where he's taking us and what we're going to be doing, but we just got to obey. Just read our word, stick together, want to serve God, fellowship in the church, and God will lead us and guide us and give us success and prosperity. Hey, we're not talking about six motor cars and a bank full of money. Are you prosperous? I tell you what, if you can say in Australia here you're not prosperous and then go to India or Nepal or Mongolia or in the deep jungles of Africa somewhere, or even just close handy up to Papua New Guinea, and you think we're not prosperous, well, we don't understand the meaning of prosperous. We think prosperous means, oh, we're going to have everything, bed of roses, and we'll have six computers at home and TVs in every room and, you know, just that sort of stuff. No! If we've got everything that we need to survive, God says he will bless us, he will provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We're prosperous, my friends. We're prosperous. And you know what? 73 years, I fasted for a week one time. I went without food for a whole week one time. I've never done it that many times, but I did it, you know. But I've never had to go without food because there was none available. Now you imagine that when you were born, you were given that task. You have to organise for yourself now for food to last you for 73 years. How am I going to do that? I've got to organise all my food. Unreal. No, God gives it to us every day. God gives it to us every day. He provides for us so. Anyhow, let's pray, eh? What do you reckon? Is that an encouragement to you? God wants us to walk with him. Scary sometimes, eh? And you know what? This thing with Moses died, it reminded me when Pastor James came to my house. Oh, he rang me up. Oh, Hughie, I need to talk to you. You and Colleen. Oh, yeah. Well, you're here. Come around. So he comes around to my house and he says, I've got some news for you. Oh, what's that? Cindy and I are leaving. What? Cindy and I are leaving. We're going back to Sydney. We believe God's calling us to go back to Sydney. What? You've got to be joking. I never said that. I just said, oh, really? Oh, that's nice. Hang on. What's going on here? What's going on here? You know, Colleen and I, I was talking to Andy about this, we had been talking about how good it was with Pastor James here and everything's going right in the church and it's time for me to let go some of this stuff and go and just turn up on a Sunday and come and sit in the back seat and just enjoy the service. It's time for us to just slow down. Right? I was 71 at this time. I'm thinking, hey, it's time for us, Colleen. We'll just let everybody else look after the church. Pastor James has got it all under control. Let him get into it, okay? And he's doing a great job. Colleen and I, we'll just go into semi-retirement and come when everything's right and the service is going to start. We'll come like everybody else does. Just sit in the back seat and have a nice service, you see?
You wouldn't sit
in the back seat. That's what we were talking about. I'm not joking. Colleen and I, we're going to wind down. We're going to get rid of our motor car too, because it's starting to cost us a lot of money. All right? Starting to cost us money. And we got no income. Right? So if I get rid of my car, how am I going to perform God's work? This is the things we were thinking of. We haven't got a job. So we're living on the pension. Are we going to retire, you see? Pastor James comes along and said, we're leaving. You've got to be joking. I didn't say that. I said, oh, well, God's leading you to, do you believe God's, Ray God, mate? And we'll work out what we got to do ourselves later. But when I read this scripture, God put this scripture upon my heart, it reminded me, Moses is dead. The leader's not here anymore. Joshua, no retirement, mate. Step up to the plate. And that's what we've been doing for the last 2 years. And hey, yous are all in the same boat. Yous are all in the same boat. God's speaking to us all here tonight. Just let's walk with him and obey him. Read his word, see what it says, and do it. Amen? Amen? I know yous are. And I say, praise the Lord for a remnant here at Coastline Baptist Church of people who are doing that. Doing that. And we're going to go forward with God and see. We don't know what he's got for us, but I tell you what, walking with God is better than not walking with him. Amen? So let's walk with him and see what he's got in store for us up ahead. Amen? Let's pray and shut the service. Thank you, Lord, for this very instructional piece of scripture tonight that we've read, Lord.